This week's parsha is Parsha's Truma. Parsha of the binyan of the Mishkan. The Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yichuli Truma. Me'ish kol ish ashe yidvenu libo tichu as Trumasi. Truma. You have to give donations to the Mishkan. And everyone gave donations. And then the Torah says, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. That you'll make a mikdash. And the Shechina will dwell there. Kechol anasher ani mara oscha eis tavnis ha-mishkan. There's tavnis called keila v'chein tasu. So you follow the order, the directive of how you should do it. So Rav Moshe Bick, Zatzal, in the Sefer Chayim Moshe, he has a diuk. He says, Vasuli mikdash, right? You make a mikdash, and then it ends off with Kolan Hashem Nimarischa is Tavnis Hamishkan. There's Tavnis called Kalev, Chaytasu. Why does the Torah change from the word mikdash to the word Mishkan? Well, this is a Mishkan. This is the Mishkan. So why did you say Vasuli Mishkan b'Shachanti b'Socham? What's the concept of Vasuli mikdash? You make a mikdash, and then this is the Tavnis HaMishkan. This is the, you have to follow the blueprint of the Mishkan. Why don't you say Tavnis HaMikdash? Or why don't you use both the words mikdash? Why that change from mikdash to Mishkan? What is the idea here? Then there's another pasuk, so we'll get back to that. The other pasuk is v'asu aron atzei shitim, that you make the aron atzei shitim, right? Out of wood. And what's the dimensions? A masayim achetzi orko, that the length is 2.5 amos. V'amo v'achetzi rochbo, and the width is an amma and a half. And the height is Amma v'chetzi komoso. So it's interesting that in the dimensions of the Aron, everything is half. 2.5, 1.5. What's the significance? Why didn't they just make it, round it off? 2, 3. Zavka amasayim v'chetzi orko. Amma v'chetzi rochbo. Amma v'chetzi komoso. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, on page 7, he quotes Chazal. He says, Rabbi Seinu, Kol ha'amos sheba'aron hayu shivuros. That all the amos in the aron is where the luchos were, it represents Torah. All the amos were shivuros, meaning it was halves. 1.5, 2.5, all halves. Why? Mikan l'tamichachem she'nichna v'libo nishbar b'kirbo. A Talmud Chacham has to have anava. So you don't view yourself, some people view yourself, I'm the whole world, I'm everything. No, you have to view yourself, you're a half. You're not, you need others. The famous Al-Sheikh, right, the Machtis HaShekel is going to, to show that everyone is just a half. No one's full in their own right. So half is shavur, it's broken. Meaning, you see, a person can be broken and then be depressed. That's not good. But a person can be shavur, showing that he's subordinate to other people. He's not a big shot. He's not a balgaiva. and that's the mid of the Talmud Chacham. So therefore, it has to be a Masayim v'chetzi orko, Alma v'chetzi rochbo, Alma v'chetzi komosom. Oh, now one other thing that Rabbi quotes before we'll see in Rabbi's sefer. Take a look in the Shira. In the Shira, it also speaks about on page 10 in the Shira Siyam. It says, "Ozi v'zimros ka v'hili lishua." So what does Vanvehu mean? So if you look in the Targum Ukulus on page 11 on the top, Dein Eloki fe'evne le mikdosh. Zekeli Vanvehu means this is my God, Vanvehu, and I'm going to build him a base of mikdosh. I'm going to build him a base in Mikdash. But as Rav Bick points out, in the end of the Shira, it's called Mikdash Hashem Kanu Yodecha. It's emphasizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the builder of the Mikdash. So which one is it? So Rav Bick here on page 8 and 9, look on page 9. The paragraph begins V'habir b'zeh. So, this is his Yisod. Here, take a look first. Let's talk about the Pesukim and Truma now. He says, you know what the difference between Mikdash and Mishkan is? He writes here, on the page 9, left side, second paragraph. V'zev yuvur, ma'ashe mitchil omr v'osuli mikdash, she'ivnu binyan ruchoni shel ha-mishkan, Vunikra Mikdash. Okay, Omro Shkadi Besochel Mosochel, Vidarshu Chazal Besochel Echad Mishrael, Tviyachel Shochin Besochel Echad Mibne Yisrael. Zekavon as a Koshi, Yishlo Cholchan Mishokoch, Lamshech Atzma Ashras Ashkina. Lachinksi Vestavitz Hamishkan Shukoi Abinyono Hagashmi Shalom Mishkan. He says the definition, the difference between Mishkan and Mikdash, this is what he says. Mishkan is the physical building. That's why it has a tavnis on Mishkan. It has a certain blueprint. How big you have to build this, how big you have to build. That's still called the tavnis on Mishkan, because that's the physical part. The word mikdash comes from Kedusha. That's the metaphysical part of it. And the part being is that Avada, Klal Yisrael, could build a mishkan. You get a craftsman. You build a building, right? You have certain dimensions. You build the building. But the greater kunz is after you build the building, will there be hashras hashchina in this building? Because anyone can build. Not anyone. I can't. But you know, anyone who has the talent could build a building. You just have to know how to do it. And the dimensions. But the point is, V'asuli Mikdash, is that not only we should build the building, Tavnis HaMishkan, but then there should be Kedusha, there should be Hashras HaShchina. And that's what it means, V'asuli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'socham. That you're going to also not only build the building, but you're going to cause the Hashras HaShchina to come in. And Rav Bick explains that's pshat in the Shira as well. Because we say in the Shira here on page 9 at the top, Zek Heli Vanveyu, on the right. So that means Avnei Le Mikdasha. We say we're going to, but then we say Mikdash Hashem Kanu Yadecha. So which one is it? Are we? Is it him or us? So Abir Bezeh says Rav Bick, Ki Bnei Yisrael Omru She'enam Marhivim Ozum Nafsham Lo Mashem Yashichu Atzmo Kudushas HaMishkan. In other words, when they built the building originally, when they said we're going to build the base of Mikdash, so they were only thought that they had the ability to do the physical. Elheim Yivnu Az Binyonu HaGashmi Shal Mishkan V'Kelov. But the actual Kedusha is going to be Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha. That has to come totally from Hashem. Because they didn't think they had the capability. They didn't think they have the capability. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now, no. V'osuli Mikdash. In other words, when they sang the Shira, they said, we're going to build a physical building. But who's going to have to bring down the Shekhinah? You! Mikdash Hashem konru yadecha. Because that's what Klal Yisrael thought. Hashem answers them back in Parshas Truma. No, the osuli mikdash. That not only are you responsible for the physical, but you're responsible to bring down the Hashras Hashchina. The Hainu, as we'll see, if you have the proper midos, the proper anova, like we saw, so then there's Hashras Hashchina. If you don't, so the responsibility, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, in the Shira, they thought, who are we? Okay, we can get crafts, we can build. But bring down the Shekhinah, that's Mikdash Hashem. That's not in our jurisdiction. Hashem says, no, the Osuli Mikdash. That I want not only that you build the Mishkan, the Tavnis HaMishkan, you have to bring the Kedusha down through your Hanhaga, or your Anova. Because as we know, the Shekhinah is only Shora when there's Shval Ruach. And there's no Shval Ruach, then there's no Shechina. And that's how Rav Bick explained it. And it's interesting, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim on page 14. Apirion Osolono HaMelech Shlomo Meatze Halvono. Amudav also chesed, also zohav. It's talking about the base of Mikdash, Merchova, Argoman, Tocho, Rotzuf, Ava, Mibnos, Yerushalayim. So if you look, Rabosa, in the Sefer Arve Nachal on page 17. Arve Nachal was a classic Drush Sefer. Everyone has to own an Arve Nachal. Who wrote the Arve Nachal? The Baal Levush Esrad. You know, Levush Esrad on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Of Dr. Shlomo Aishas. So he quotes, he says, the entire is called the Nachti Mashapir to Alshich, a period of Osamo Melech. We yesh lik moa, be inyan asiyas base of Mikdash, lik shkon sham shri noso. Halo shamayim shmei shamayim lo yichachalua. Ma, that's a, those bites. Ach inyan hamukhuvanu kol echad b'Yisrael noso nidvoso ba'aba rabba. Vir shamayim rotzo libo. You see, here he speaks about one of the aspects we'll talk about is the Anova. But it was Hashem wanted that the Beis HaMikdash come with Nidvas HaLev. That's, in other words, everyone should donate. Because then you'll have a feeling of Ava, and that's bringing Hashras HaShechina. Rok Kulo Tocho Rotzuf Ava, Bibnos Yerushalayim. Because if it wouldn't be that way, so then it would just be a physical building, and that's it. But the Kedusha comes from that level of Tocho Ratzuf Ava Bibnos Yerushalayim. And then he continues as well. He says on page 21, look at the bottom of 21, not where I put the arrow, but the other side of the page, on the left side of the page, the paragraph Venachtim. Venachtim od inyan shomrei chomos. Now, you know the famous pasuk, you made a song of this years ago. Chomosai yushalayim ifkarti shomrim kol hayom kol halayim. So he says, what does it mean? Inyan kibesa mikdash sheyibodim imherav yameinu yovo min hashamayim ba'yisesh. We know that the third base of mikdash is in kamin shamayim. The Zeh Beis HaMikdash, Anu Bonim Tomid. Chol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Bo, Chol Torah, Chol Mitzvah, Nivdek Tzas Binyan, also by Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the way the third Beis HaMikdash, the Avri Nachol, says, is any time you do a mitzvah, a kind deed, then in Shemayim, another brick, this I heard someone say it over to my son's another brick is another metaphysical brick in Shemayim is. So anything you do that we're building up, that lot, that base of mikdash, which eventually will come down in a physical form. So the question is, this is the question. And it's been so many years, we've been doing so many mitzvahs. So what's keeping it? There should be such a beautiful building ready to come down. You know what the problem is? Look what he says. Allah Achisorim who? She'ish echad bona ve'elef sosra. Because any time there's averis done, and gaiva, and things like that, that demolishes the abode that we did by putting up those metaphysical bricks through our actions get destroyed by people who are doing things that are not proper. And then he writes three lines on the bottom on page 22. The Mamar Lo Chorva Yushalayim Shayubo Gase Ruach. That when there's Gase Ruach, people are Baligaiva, so that causes destruction of basically. So, the point being, Rabosai, is we have a dual requirement. Like Rav Bick said, we have to build the Tavnis HaMishkan, the V'osuli Mikdash, we're also responsible for the Kedusha. And that's what Big said. Originally, we thought that's not our obligation. Zeh keli v'anveyu, says the Targum, I'm going to build him an abode. But where's the Kedusha going to come? Mikdash Hashem kanu yadech. The Kedusha is only coming from Hashem, says Rabbik. It says Rabbik, so, but that's what this week's Parsha is saying. No, you got it wrong. You said you're going to build me a mikdash, but you're relying on me for the two. In other words, you'll do the physical, I'll do the spiritual? No. Also the mikdash. You're also responsible for the hashras hashchina. And the hashras hashchina will only come if we have proper anova, like a masayim b'chetzi orko. Because the Gemara says that a person is a balgaiv, is madchik, ragli hashchina. Verses in Sota, Hashem says, the world is not big enough for me and you. Whereas, you're such a Balgaiva, I can't be near you. This pushes away the Shechina. So it's always important that we always work on that Midah. the midah of anova. It doesn't mean that you have to feel that you're nothing, but it means that how you deal with people, how you speak to people, like the Ramban, it's basically the Ramban. The Ramban says in Igros HaRamban that whenever you speak to somebody, you always look that he's greater than you. You're speaking up to him, not down to him. Because you don't know, even though you might be more intelligent and you might be have more wealth and more accomplished than that, you never know. Shemayim, you know, as the Ramban explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, holds in a greater esteem. So we always have to, and a lot of times people don't have that attitude. They think, you know, look, I'm smarter than him, I'm wealthier than him, I'm more accomplished than him, so he's, what is he to me? I'll look down to him. No, you have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's book, you know, the Gemara says in Sochim that Olam Haba El Yonim Lamata Tachtonim Lamata. Where some people that might be great, not saying everyone that has to be like this, some people are great, greatly esteemed in this world, you're greatly esteemed in the Olam Haba. But some people, El Yonim, in this world, and the Olam Haba are going to be Tachtonim. Some people are Tachtonim in this world, Olam Haba will be El Yonim. So you never know. That's why a person has to be, and that's the idea that verses in Yuma. A Tam Chacham has to have the outside, but also the inside. And we'll see in a future packet, we'll discuss that. You can also discuss this in terms of Anov. Some people are really Balei Gaiva, but they try to act like an Anov. But inside, they're really Balei Gaiva. Whereas a person, Anova is not something that we just act being Anova. We have to really internalize this message that we don't know, you know, the godless of another person, even though he looks like, oh, he looks like a Lo Yitzlachnik, or he looks like a, and this guy, oh, he's, So everyone has to have that meat of Anova, and then we can fulfill, as Rabbik says, the dual obligation of Tavnis HaMishkan and also the Mikdash. You can look at Aruga Sabosin as another idea here. You can take a look, but that's the idea of this, and that's our obligation in this world, is that we have to build a base of Mikdash. And we're responsible. And in your own home, you know, even though we're not, you don't have a base of Mikdash yet, but in your own home, you have to make sure, you know, Bez Hashem, you'll all get married, you'll build your own homes, or even wherever you are now. Yeah, you have to make sure the home is kept clean, and this and that. But then there has to be an atmosphere in the home. And that comes to Hashras Hashkina. And that's based on how you act and the attitude and how you speak to people in your home and how you treat everyone with respect and dignity, and that brings Hashras Hashkina. So we have a dual obligation, as Rabbik pointed out. In the time of the Shira, they didn't think they could do both. They said, you know, Zekhelim they all build the physical thing, but the Kedusha is Mikdash Hashem to Yodecha. And Hashem says, no, you got it wrong. I'm holding you responsible for both the Tavnis HaMishkan and for Osuli Mikdash. But the Kedusha also, I'm holding you responsible as well. So this is our tafkid in life. Wherever our Mishkan is at this point in life, you know, whether you have your home with your parents or your friends, that you act by another. And then there'll always be Hashras Hashchina wherever you are. And people who act like Balei Gaiva, it's, you know, and there's no shortage, believe me, there's no shortage. Then Madchik Raglei Hashchina. The Shechina leaves such a person, and you don't have. So that's our tafkid. Also, Tavnis HaMishkan, also we Mikdash, Mishachanti, and so on.